quick note on today's podcast before it begins. Today's episode features a character who is deaf, who speaks alternately in American Sign Language and Pidgin Sign Language in order to communicate with, well, the character that's based on me. So, you'll note some interesting grammar, and there will be some vocoder work on this episode, which you probably won't hear again. So I hope you enjoy it, and if you have any questions or concern, please feel free to listen to the end credits when I'll tell you how to get in touch with me. In an ideal world, any story that starts with an erection and a bottle of Cherry Coke would end with ecstasy. Sadly, I don't live in an ideal world. In my world, I'm a closeted deaf education major living in a city I hate. Every morning, I drag myself out of my cot-sized bed, take a shower, throw all my books in my backpack, and head to the dining hall for breakfast. A bowl of cereal and a bagel later, I'm ready for whatever classes the day holds for me. Calculus, American Sign Language, French, Spanish, elementary education, teaching English composition, set design, or technical theater. At some point in the day, I take a break for lunch either in the dining hall or the theater. Just after lunch, the rain falls, filling the city's antiquated drainage system to capacity and filling the city with the stench of sulfur. When the sulfur fades, I return to either the theater or classes, lather, rinse in sulfur water, repeat. But today is different. An erection, mine. A bottle of Cherry Coke, with a note.
Ads. Thanks for the help with the comp homework, A+. And thanks to your tutoring, I even knew enough to give an impromptu report for the class, giving me another A. Call me when you get up, we'll go out for drinks.
I sit up on the bed, stare at the TTY for a moment, and decide to hold off on calling him. I've just begun to stretch when Alex waves at me from the window.
Wake up, lazy shit.
He signs. Time for late, bitch? Wrong. Breakfast? One of my lame jokes. The first time Alex came to hang out, I'd intended to ask if he wanted to go out for breakfast, but had inadvertently used the sign for bitch.
No. Early lesbian. Sorry. Lunch.
I narrow my eyes. Fuck you. I let him in and pass him my laptop while I take a shower. When I come out, he and one of my suite mates, Dan, are harassing someone online. Ready? I ask.
Ready.
Hugo Future HYPNOTIST? I ask when we reach the dining hall. Maybe funny. Maybe you HYPNOTIZED? Incredulous look.
How he HYPNOTIZE me? He sign instructions?
I hadn't thought about that. But over the course of the discussion, I convinced both myself and Alex that it's possible that a real hypnotist would be able to tap a person instead of snapping to get them awake or in a trance. I also imagine a hypnotist who could sign would be able to give instructions in ASL. The odds of the hypnotist that was performing that night being an ASL-fluent hypnotist, I admit, are slim.
Don't want go. You?
He asks. Raised eyebrow and shrug. Maybe. You doing?
Both of us go to...
Sign I don't understand. Don't understand.
Drinking.
Okay. Telephone me when ready. After lunch, I go to the theater to work on the set for a Christmas play one of the student directors is working on. It's hard for me to come to terms with the approaching holiday season. 70 degrees doesn't make me feel all reindeer and mistletoe. I am ankle-deep in drill bits and cotton when my roommate, Matt, yells to me from the balcony, "Hey, Adam! I'm going to Taco Bell. You want anything?" Not feeling in the mood for botulism, I decline. "Okay, then. Gonna head home from here. See you Monday." It takes me so long to finish drilling and undrilling and re-drilling a set of rolling clouds that I completely forget I'm supposed to go drinking with Alex until I see him in my dorm playing pool with Dan.
Hey, wait. He...
Cutthroat gesture. "Kay. Me go wait." Point to my room. "Jerk off."
"Funny. Me wait 2 minutes? 3?"
About 5 minutes later, he shows up with a six-pack of Heineken and a bottle of Bacardi.
"Thirsty?"
"Very."
"Where guitar?"
Guitar is Alex's sign name for Matt, who has a habit of carrying around an acoustic guitar and playing Melissa Etheridge and Indigo Girl songs for no apparent reason. I refer to him as the lesbian. Home.
Cool.
After pouring ourselves each a drink and putting the rest of the alcohol in the mini-fridge, we alternate between harassing people on America Online and signing to each other.
Hey, baby.
He types to some woman in Sulphur City, Women for Men, College Studs.
Me and my sweet maid looking for a hot time. What are you wearing?
I wave at him. S-U-I-T-E-M-A-T-E. Not S-W-E-E-T-M-A-T-E.
Know that. But me live here not S-U-I-T-E-M-A-T-E me.
Oh. You and me boyfriends now?
Yes! Blow me!
Face first love! Me very horny now. He reaches into his pockets. I assume he is about to make a lewd gesture, but instead, he pulls out a Ziploc baggie of pills.
What?
What? Point to pills. He smiles in a very Cheshire Cat manner. I don't imagine it will be long before his body disappears.
E-C-S-T-A-S-Y. Try?
He asks. Everything I knew about ecstasy comes from bad gay erotica and Beverly Hills 90210. I don't know exactly what it does, but I know it involves glow sticks, bad techno, and dropping your pants and your inhibitions. I like my inhibitions where they are. Around my neck. Strangling me. No. I like Alex a lot. He's track star swimmer hot. Short blonde hair, chiseled stomach, the type of face that looks awesome in sunglasses. Michelangelo's David in swim trunks. He is also hella funny, smart, and always fun to be around. And, while I have no aversion to doing drugs, I'm just not sure I want to do any drugs in his presence. I mean, why is he offering me ecstasy? Does he want to fool around? Is Alex gay? Is there some other cool reason to do ecstasy that I don't know about?
You fine?
He asks. Yes, sorry. Think too hard.
Not what?
He nods at the pills.
Sorry.
No, don't know word. Not worry me. There's a knock on the door. Hello? Who you think? I ask. He horizontals his head.
Who me think what?
Who knocking?
Knocking? Sorry, not here.
Shocked expression.
Maybe me deaf.
I flip him off.
Sorry, not understand.
Anyone who thinks that sarcasm is all about vocal inflection needs to spend a day locked in a room with a sarcastic deaf person. I get up and open the door. Hey, Stone, is Alex here? Says Michael, one of our campus's three resident albinos. Alex! I yell. No answer. He must be somewhere else. He pushes the door open. Oh, there he is. Hey, Alex. Something wrong with your hearing? I translate. Alex signs back.
No. Wrong with skin?
I feel like I'm trapped in a very boring David Lynch script. Ask him if he's coming to my party tonight. You go asshole party? No. Alex says. His voice is sexy in that gravelly, hardly ever used sort of way. Busy. He turns his head back to the computer. Conversation over. Well, he's not going. Ask him if he's got anything he might want to donate to the cause. Like what? I ask. Ask him. You want to know? You ask him. He taps Alex on the shoulder and very slowly and loudly asks, do you have any ecstasy? Alex cocks his head to the side again and expands his eyes, frog size. No. And to me he signs,
tell asshole go.
What did he say? He either said, sorry he doesn't have any pills, maybe you should ask someone else, or tell the asshole to go away, I'm not sure which. My sign language is a little rusty. Asshole! He says to the back of Alex's head and slams his way to the other side of the door. Alex turns towards me.
Hear that?
No. You?
His problem?
I shrug. Not no. Bad day for vampire? Alex laughs. A sound I love. Doing? I ask. He waves me over to the computer. He's been writing me a note on my laptop.
I'm not no sure if you know signs I want to use, and no patience for finger spelling. Hope I not make you uncomfortable with ecstasy, just like hanging out with you. Thought it would be fun. Don't know when next time Matt go to parents, maybe my one chance to corrupt you.
Sign for C-O-R-R-U-P-T? I ask. He shows me. You corrupt me? Me? He goes back to typing.
Yes, you.
Reading the way he types, I realize that his English comp teacher was right. He is definitely picking up my writing style. Short, choppy sentences that get directly to the point. Of course, it's also possible that my writing is influenced by American Sign Language.
You need corrupting. I saw your cash.
Cash? Cash? Catch? What does cash mean, I wonder? C-A-C-H-E, huh? He drags the mouse up to the history folder and opens my cash. Oh, cash. Fuck. He turns towards me.
Me know you, same as like you. Like me?
It's my turn to get frog-eyed.
No?
No. I shake my head. Yes. I should clarify by kissing him. Instead, I lean over and start typing, yes, I like you. I didn't know you were... bi? Gay? He points to gay, and then takes control of the keyboard.
Why do you think I hang out with you? Your ASL sucks. I'm waiting for you make move, but you slow.
Yeah, you English shit. Who teach you type?
Some faggot.
He suck, I say. He smiles.
Me hope.
I pick up the Ziploc bag and put it in his backpack.
Not want?
Alex asks. Not need. I've never needed drugs or alcohol for sex. Cocks and ass provide just the right level of intoxication. Want do? Sign I don't understand. Huh? Still smiling, he says,
surprise.
I push him back on my bed, pull down his shorts, and kiss him. This does not appear to be a huge surprise. The synapse fires in my brain. How are we going to communicate while we're making out or fucking? Having spent the first 10 years of his education in an oralist school, he has a pretty strong grasp of lip reading, and he can get his point across with speech if he needs to, but he hates relying on English and...
Stop! Okay?
Yes, I sign.
Appear confused.
If do wrong, how me know? He squeezes my wrist. Ow! What?
Me hurt.
He squeezes my wrist again.
You hurt.
Then he kisses me. He's much better with his tongue than Victor was. I'm tempted to tell him this, but he's grabbed my hands and put them to work in a manner that sends signals clearer than spoken, written, or signed language can ever hope to achieve. I'm just about to go down on him when Melissa Etheridge's Your Little Secret comes on.
Funny?
Guitar here.
Where?
Song, point to radio.
Turn off.
U-S-Q-U-E-A-K. Alex cocks his head and stares at me the way velociraptors in Jurassic Park would stare to get your attention while another raptor snuck up behind you. It's a look that says, I'm confused, but really means, I'm about to devour you. It is a look I will steal and use on unsuspecting boyfriends for years to come.
S-Q-U-E-A-K?
I lean down and slowly put his cock in my mouth. He squeaks. I look up at him. Understand?
Don't care. Don't stop.
After about 5 minutes of putting the hurricane to Florida, the hands that have been massaging my shoulders give them a slight squeeze. I stand up. Alex pushes me back on Matt's bed, and my shorts join his on the floor. Getting head from Alex is like sticking your dick in a vacuum. The space anomaly, not the household cleaning device. The traction, the pressure.
The track licks, it leaves on the carpet.
I'm right on the brink when he stops and licks a line to my neck. I wrap my hands around his ass and return the vampire kiss. The prospect of hickeys barely graze my brain. I begin licking down his stomach and down to the Mason-Dixon line. Please leave your clever puns at the door. His moaning is oddly on beat with U2's Hold Me, Thrill Me, Kiss Me, Kill Me, which happens to be blasting out of the speakers. I feel his body tense and I pull him out just in time. While I'm sure there are a few people on campus who didn't hear him, I'd guess that they too communicated via ASL. Expect him to lean back and leave me to finish myself off, but after a few seconds of shivering and blinking, he sits on my stomach, kissing me and jerking me against his ass.
Again?
Again. Creature of cycles. Short-term rituals created, followed, broken, started again. I am 19 years old and terrified of not being normal. If I learned anything from my 3 years at Torpor Heights, it's that I'm a pussy closet case homo. While fooling around with Victor, I'd publicly dated Kate, who I dumped for Becky because dumping a fat chick for a skinny artist girl with purple hair makes you look straighter. When I dumped Becky on Valentine's Day, I told everyone I'd gotten back together with Jennifer, but the truth was I was in lust with Victor and didn't want to be distracted by fake dating, but that got too dangerous, so I stopped talking to Victor without explanation, redated Becky, redumped her for Jennifer, this time for real. Jennifer, Becky, Victor, Jennifer, Becky, Victor, sorry, sorry, sorry. Now, here is Alex. Salvation in sunglasses, fluid as sulfur water. Of course I'm going to do right by him. 2 days after a horrible Thanksgiving with my grandparents, I meet with my guidance counselor to look at next semester's classes, make some minor changes. What is this? I ask my counselor, the head of the education department.
Your schedule for next year.
These are all English classes. I'm an education major. He blurs his words at me, excellent grades, natural ability, problems in your elementary education class, try it for a semester. I don't want to be an English major here, I say nearly in tears. I could have been an English major back at home. You can't fall out of a window in Massachusetts without landing in a liberal arts college with a spectacular English department. I came here to major in deaf education.
Well, we can see how next semester goes,
and no flurry of words, transfer, paperwork, so out of here, sucks. Okay? Alex asks when I see him in the dining hall. No. College, bad. Hate everything. Frog-eyed Alex, fucking bloodshot, probably high. Frog eyes.
Slow down. Happen?
Must leave, I say, and pick up my bag. He probably assumes I just mean I'm leaving the dining hall, which is why he doesn't follow me. I don't return his emails. I make it a point not to be in the room when I think he might stop by. I don't answer the phone. Ever. My roommate thinks this has something to do with a screaming match I have with my grandfather when I tell my family I'm not coming back to Sulphur City after New Year's, that I'm transferring to UMass Cranberry Lake. Let him think that. Matt is the only person I say goodbye to besides my teachers. He is the only person I say goodbye to that I don't sneer at when I say it. Back in Cranberry Lake, I take a job at a place called Raspberry Records. I take a full course load at UMCL. I get in touch with Saint. I start writing again. My tan fades. My blood thickens. I've mostly forgotten Florida by February when I receive a postcard from Alex. The front of the card has a Brazilian man lying on his back, his huge cock filling out his Speedo, and in white bubble letters it says, "An ounce of image is worth a pound of performance." On the back, Alex has scribbled out a note.
"Saw this and thought of you." The biggest cock I've ever met.
I know he's not talking about my endowment.
When I go for a leak and I hold you in my hand, I think of all the trouble that you got me in. You've had your influence and it's really costed me. I am the master and you're just my pet. Just you behave, don't you wake me at night, and it will be alright.
Tonight's podcast was brought to you by Karma, American Sign Language, and Florida, bringing you bad decisions and racism since 1513. For more information, you can head to www.crookedtreehouse.com. Tonight's intro music was provided by U2 with Hold Me, Thrill Me, Kiss Me, Kill Me. And tonight's outro music, playing now, is The Idiots with The Penis Song. If you would like to know what it's like to sleep with a sarcastic deaf person, you could either sleep with one yourself, or resign yourself to the disappointment of living without ever acknowledging what could possibly happen in your life, like 95% of the American public.